This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenye adziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare pa Studio 7 manera anasi uri musi wesvondo chikumi 26 2016. Munotibata pa 919 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 13860 ne 15455 kilohertz pa shortwave. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa pa internet pa website yedu inoti www.viewishona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anemi muchirongwa ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti ezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Munyori mukuru webato reMDCT vaDouglas Mwonzora vanoramba mashoko ekuti vari kurwisa kubvisa pazvigaro vakuru vakuru vanonzi vakarerekera kuna vatsvangirai mubato. Sangano reEmployers Confederation of Zimbabwe rochema-chema nekuramba makambani ovharwa munyika, vanhu vachirasikirwa nemabasa nekuda kwekunetsa kwemari. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Ino iStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC tichikuudzai zviri kuitika munyika. Munyori mukuru webato reMDCT vaDouglas Mwonzora varamba mashoko ekuti vari kurwisa kubvisa pazvigaro vakuru vakuru vanonzi vakarerekera kumutungamiri webato iri vaMorgan Tsvangirai. Izvo zvinotevera mashoko ari kubuda mune mamwe mapepanhau, pamwe nemadande mutande ekuti vaMwonzora, vachishandisa masimba avo semunyori mukuru webato, vari kushungurudza vakuru vakuru vanonzi vanotsigira vatsvangirai, vachivabvisa pazvigaro vachiisa vanonzi vanotsigira mutevedzeri webato iri muzvare Tokozani Kupe. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yataita navaMwonzora pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Mashoko iwayo takanzwawo ini na president wedu vatsvangirai. Tika shamisika chaizo ni mashoko iwayo aka nyorwa nevavengi pa social media patinoti pa WhatsApp paya. Pakanzi paka dzingwa ma directors, hakuna kana tika mumwe chete aka dzingwa basa ku MDC kubazwa taka tora position ya Secretary General muna 2014. Vese ma director varipo, takaita musangano marimezuro na vatsvangirai ni ma directors iwayo kuti tiongorore kuti mashoko emanyepo anga abva kupi. Tikaona kuti mashoko aya anenge akabva neku South Africa kune ma CIO anoshandira ikoko vari kuda kukonzera kusawirirana pakati pa Secretary General na president we MDC. Isu navatsvangirai toshanda tese zvakanaka. Ini ndinoziva kuti Secretary General ndi number 5 muorganization.
Asi munofunga here kuti mashoko iwaya ane zvaanga aita kana zvokukanganisa bato kusvika parinasi?
Kwete, vanhu vese veMDC vari mastructures vanonyatsoziva kuti mashoko enhema, uyezve mashoko aya akaiswa panguva yavakaona kuti vatsvangirai vanga vasiri kurwa zvakanaka. Vatsvangirai vaita kurwara kwavakaita, takaenda navo kuSouth Africa. Ini ndikaenda ikoko kuSouth Africa kuti ndinoona kuti zvinhu zviri kufambiswa nemazvo here, tinoshanda zvakanaka navatsvangirai.
Matanho api amuri kutora sebato ekugadzirisa nyaya dzakadai nekuonawo kuti hadzikanganisi musangano wenyu?
Nyaya idzodzo hadzisi kubva mubato redu reMDC. Inyaya dziri kubva kumuvengi ZANU PF neCIO, nokuti vaona kuti taita mademonstration matatu abudirira, vakaona kuti tsvangirai uya akusimba zvakare. Saka iwe vakuti nokuti pakambova nekupokana nemasecretary generals, vari kuda kuti zvinzi tsvangirai akurwisana nasecretary general wake wechitatu.
Avanga vari munyori mukuru weMDCT vaDouglas Mwonzora vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Mukuru wesangano Re-Employers Confederation of Zimbabwe kana kuti MCOS vajoni Mufukare vanoti kunetsa kuri kuita mari munyika kwaive kukonzera makambani akawanda kuti avhare sezvo asiri kuzokwanisa kutenga zvinhu zvekushandisa kubva kunze kwenyika. Vamufukare vanoti kana pasina kutorwa matanho anodzivirira vemakambani vanhu vakawanda vacharasikirwa nemabasa. Tabata vamufukare kuti tinzwe zvizhinji.
Jonga iyo inotori nyaya yakatoomarara chai chai. Zvinoitika ndezvekuti kuti uwane maraw materials zvinhu zvokushandisa zvizhinji zvacho zvinoda the US dollar. Zvino kana iwe wakunzi pa US dollar pakwapa central bank ndo yakudecida kuti zviri important ndezvipi nezvisiri important ndezvipi. It means kuti mamwe mabhizinesi achatotaurwa kunzi imini maraw materials enyu haasi important. Saka kana vashaya maraw materials hatichakwanisi kuti urambe uchienderera mberika kambani yakutofara.
Asi imi seve mabhizimusi hamunawo here mikana inganzi special permit dzekushandisa kupinza zvinhu kubva kunze kwenyika?
Zvinodipenda kuti uri musekta ipi Jonga. Kwakabuda special instrument iko manje manje iri kutaura kuti most basic commodities vana shuga vanani vanani vamwe zvinogona kuwanikwa munomo hazvichakwanisiki kuti zviimportwe kubva panze. So that one yatoitika iyoyeyo. Vanhu vachiri kurangarira zvakaitika 2 or so years ago pakanzi hatakwanisa kuita huku dzedu tega munomo, hatichadi zvekuimporta huku from outside. Pasina kupera mwedzi chaiwo 4 weeks nyika yanga isisina huku. Saka we are just wondering kuti kana tikaregera kuimporta zvinhu zvanga zviri kuimporteka iko zvino izvozvizvi zvichatora nguva yakadini tisati tatangisa kushota zvakare. Saka semabhizimusi iko zvino hatitisina right yekudecida kuti ndine mari yangu kubhengi ndoda kuimporta ichi. Permission to import yakutobva kucentral bank.
Avanga vari mukuru weMCOS vaJohn Mufukare vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Mumwe mugari wekamusenzere kumukumbura mudunhu reMashonaland and Central vaRufus Edmore vanoti nzara yapfunya chisero mudunhu mavo sezvo vazhinji vasina kukohwa zvakanaka mwaka uno. VaEdmore vanoti chiri kunyanya kuti vanhu vaomerwe ndechekuti zvirongwa zvekubatsira vanhu nechikafu zvakaita sechirongwa cheFood for Work hazvisi kuita kuti vava nechikafu chacho sezvo vari kuzopedzisira vave kushandira budiriro yenharaunda. Ngatinzwei vachitsanangura.
Aikuno kunyaya dzechikafu dzaziri kutifambei mune zvakanaka but pane zvimwe zvaziri kutinesenesei chiri kuitika panyaya yetransporti. Pakutanga apa paimbobva ndobhadhara $4.50 saka zvikanzi vanhu zviite varudirwa mari. Saka pane zvinotambomira manje haisi kunyaya chekufamba chiva nechikafu chacho.
Saka chamira kubhadhara mari here asi chikafu muchichiwana?
Ya chikafu chachichiwanika saka vari kunzi izvo kanzera anga achidira vanhu mari hamufanangoti muchibhadhara mari saka zvinotambomira chacho.
Ndiani akati musabhadhara mari?
Akatiisa badhara mari ndana akasukuwira.
Muri kuwana chikafu mese here kana kuti pane vamwe vari kunyimwa mukusarudzwa kwekupiwa kwechikafu?
Kune kuzokusarudzwa zvezvi tekazvaka zviramba kumira nesimba vanonyimwa yaro zvakatomboitika pambeu izvozvo vamwe vemuziki vachinyimwa asi takatososimba havai tikati hakuna zvakadaro kumira nesimba yese vanonyimwa vamwe.
Toonawo kuti mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaPelekezela Mpoko vakanga vari kumukumbura ikoko. Vakataurawo here pamusoro penzara iri mudunhu menyu?
Chakaitika vanga vari pamukumbura chaipo sii pano pakamutevedzera tikazomusa musangano uyu vanga vatodarika kana tisina kuzivisiwa kuti tasvika dei takateerera kuti kanzozivai vakati kudii.
Muri kurarama sei kana musina kuwana chikafu chekutambira chisati chauya? Vanhu vari kuita sei? Muri kuwana here maFood for Work program?
Food for Work program iripo but haisi kumirire kupiwa chibage manje nokunzi idevelopment yenzimbo chete.
Saka munee muchiita mabasa api?
Kugadzira marodhi nemudhireji matinogara. Zviri kuitika maende zvokuti kuzvitambira vanhu vari kuchishushikana kuti iri kunzi Food for Work asi hauna taunenge uchizowana chibage unenge uchizobhadhara mari. Saka Food for Work yachitishara mudzisa pako kuti Food for Work ndimudzii yosina chaunowana chizii development chet. Ingade vakangotaura kuti kuita development mairi yamei yaingozvigamuchira nokuti chigadzirai nzvimbo yedu asi vakazonyepera vanhu vadi kuti izvo iFood for Work asi hauna taunenge uchizowana.
Avanga vari mugari wekukamutsenzere kumukumbura kumashonaland central varufus edmore vari parunare nestudio 7. Iye zvino tokuendesai kuna Blessing Zulu kwaanotipa chirongwa chezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo.
Tinokutambira nemufaro vatereri muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Nasi taita rombo rakanaka tatsikwa namukoma Leon Chinaka. Avo vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa musangano revechidiki reYouth Alive Zimbabwe. Sangano reYouth Alive Zimbabwe rinoshanda nevechidiki kuManicaland muguta remutare richivadzidzisa nezvekodzero dzavo. Tinokutambira nemufaro pano paStudio 7 mukoma Leon.
Tinotenda.
Vachinaka, mukatudza kuti munoshanda sei nevechidiki?
This organization inoshanda nevechidiki panyaya dzekuzvichengetedza uye kuti vange vari vana vano vanenge vachi add a value in their communities or in their societies. Asi donzo zvinji ravo chairo charedu chairo chairo ndere kudzikisira kuenderera mberi kwe HIV and AIDS in the communities.
Vamunoshanda navo kunyanya vana vechikoro?
Ehe. Asi tinonyanya vazhinji vacho vana vechikoro, asi tinongoti kwese pane vechidiki tinogona kushanda navo.
Saka mune zvirongwa zvekupinda muzvikoro, mune mishanda navo sei?
Panguva dzavo dzavanoita zveguidance and counseling paya ndopatinopinda tichitaura navo neatinoti malife skills kuti zvii zvavangaita kuti vagone kuzvichengetedza zvinovapa upenyu zvisingaperi. Saka nyaya dzatinenge tichitaura nezvadzo ndedzekuti vangagona sei kugadzira kuita machoices, kugona kushanda tomboti kunyaya dzekunzwanana nekuwirirana pachi zvavo vechidiki nevabereki vavo nevadzidzisi nevamwe vese vemunharaunda. Uye also tinoita nyaya dzekuchengetedzwa kwekodzero dzevana kunyange vari muzvikoro, vangadai vari mudzimba kana kuti munharaunda mavo, yatinoti child protection.
Saka imune nyanzvi here dzinoita basa irori? Ndiani chaiye anenge achidzidzisa vechidika?
Tisu tinotopinda imomo muzvikoro imomo nemunharaunda idzodzo zvekuti vazhinji vedu vanenge vakatoenda kunodzidzira nyaya idzodzo kuzvikoro uye nenyaya dzeyatinoti in-house training, nekuti pano pabasa pacho tei tichingoramba tichidzidzisana nguva nemisi nenguva.
Munowanzoshanda nezvikoro zvipi apa kwamutaro?
Ndingatoti zvese zvikoro zviri mutare Eben zvinosanganisira veprimary nevesecondary uye macolleges akasiyana-siyana aripo. Angadai vachisanganisira na St. Dominic's Mutare, vana Sakuva 2, vana St. Joseph, vana Danga Mvura High School, vana Mutare Girls High, Mutare Boys High, nemaprimary schools arimo anosanganisira na Bering, Mutanda, Chisamba, Danga Mvura, Chancellor, vete ivamo.
Asi tiri kuona kuti zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Izvi hazvizokanganisewo here zvirongwa zvamuri kuita nevechidiki izvi?
Hazvingarambiki kuti zvinogona kudini kukanganisa. Asi hazvo izvozvo harizaro area yotingati isusu yatinotarisana nayo. Panewo mamwe masangano anoita izvozvo. Isu zvedu zvinenge zviri kunyaya dzetingati social development yevana.
Mungati zvirongwa zvenyu zviri kubatsira here? Zvii zvamunotarisa kuti muti mabudirira?
Like zvandambotaura kuti nenyaya dzeku make ma decisions tumboti kana nyaya dzekudanana kana dzekunzwisisana nevamwe, munozoona kuti mwana anenge ava nema atinoti pachirungu ma negotiation skills ekuti anogona kutaura kuti izvi ndozvida kana kuti izvi handizvidi, ichi chakashata kana kuti ichi hachina kushata, kana kuti ndabatwa pasingaiti saka ndinofanira kuenda kunodini kunomhan'ara, ndomhan'ara kunani. Izvozvo zvese zvinogona zvinotiratidza kuti vana vari kudini vari kubatsirikana. Kana even unozotoona kuti nyaya dzeteen pregnancies kana kuti vana vanoita pamuviri vachiri kuchikoro dzinoderedzeka, nekuti vana vanenge vakugona kuita sarudzo dzavo dzinovapa upenyu husingaperi.
Saka muri kutambirwa sei nevabereki imo mamutaro?
Isusu zvedu hatisati taona dambudziko nevabereki, nekuti ndofunga inyaya yekuti tiri kupinda munharaunda takamira sesangano kana sechurch. Saka saizvozvo tinoita inonzi value based approach yekuti zvii zvamunodzidziswa nevabereki, zvii zvamunodzidziswa neculture yenyu, zvii zvamunodzidziswa nechikoro. Saka vana vakagona kushandisa zvavanodzidziswa kumba zvavanogona kunge vachidzidziswa nevabereki zvavanodzidziswa pachikoro vanogona kunge vaichizoita vana vatingati vane good character vana veservice neintegrity kana tomboti zvaizvo kuti vana vari vana vanoyemurika munharaunda mavo pachikoro pavo kana mukudzimba dzavo chaizvo saka nevabereki tinoona vachiti gashira nemufaro chaivo.
Aiwa, tinokutendai zvikuru vachinaka nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda.
Manga makateerera kubva kuna mukoma Leon Chinaka vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa musangano reYouth Alive Zimbabwe rekwamutare. Aiwa, hama wadiwa, nhambetambe inoregwa ichanaka nekudaro ngaisiye matambo. Anokuoneka nemufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC. Ndokusiyai mina Jonga Kandemiri.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Blessing nechirongwa chako. Iye zvino tokupai kambo battering down sentence kubva kuna Bunny Wailer.
Conviction, yeah. Battering down sentence, fighting against conviction. I find myself growing in an environment where finding food is just as hard as paying the rent. In trodding these roads of trial and tribulation, I've seen where some have died in desperation to keep battering down sentence, fighting against conviction, battering down sentence. Against conviction. In a family of ten and raised in the ghetto, hustling's the only education I know. Can't grow no crops in this concrete jungle. A situation like this is getting too tough to handle. Keep battering down sentence, fighting against conviction, battering down sentence, all day long, fighting against conviction. With a pregnant woman, yes, and five kids to care for. Can't cool my heels, I've got to do the town. Skillful as I am, the jailer man is bound to find me. I pray the day will come when I shall be free from battering.
Kambo battering down sentence kubva kuna Bunny Wailer kari kutsanangura nekuoma kweupenyu baba wemhuri vachiedza kuraramisa mhuri yavo. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai titarise musoro yenhau zvakare. Munyori mukuru webato reMDCT vaDouglas Ngonzora vanoramba mashoko ekuti vari kurwisana nevamwe vatungamiri mubato ravo vachiedza kuvabvisa pazvigaro nekuti vanotsigira vatsvangirai. Sangano reMCOS rochema-chema nekuramba makambani ovharwa munyika vanhu vachirasikirwa nemabasa nekuda kwekushayikwa kwemari yekuti vatenge zvekushandisa kubva kunze kwenyika. Kune avo vasina kukwanisa kunzwa nhau dzedu dzanhasi, teererai paindaneti pawebhusaiti yedu www.voashona.com. Anokuonekai nemufaro, ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndokusiyai mina Mavelas Mutanganya uye.
very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, June the 26th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, the opposition MDCT Secretary General dismisses allegations that he is purging those loyal to President Morgan Tsvangirai in a bid to solidify his own position.
This is completely, completely false. As we speak now, nobody has been removed from the directorship of the MDC since 2014 when I took over as the Secretary General of the party.
And the Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe says it has joined hands with other organizations to provide food assistance to those in need. And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The opposition MDCT Secretary General dismisses allegations that he is purging those loyal to President Morgan Tsvangirai in a bid to solidify his own position. MDCT Secretary General Douglas Monzora speaks to Studio 7's Jonga Kanzemiri on the issue.
This is completely, completely false. As we speak now, nobody has been removed from the directorship of the MDC since 2014 when I took over as the Secretary General of the party. We investigated this together with the President, Morgan Tsvangirai, and we found together with the directors that this information was malicious, it was false. It was coming from a group in South Africa, a group of Central Intelligence Organization people who are in South Africa, who want to destabilize the party. And this information, misinformation, came as a result of the monumental success that we have scored in our demonstrations and other activities that we have done as a party. MDC is stronger than it was before. There is a better working relationship, the best working relationship between the president and the secretary general in history, because I know my place as number five in the party. The president is number one, number two, vice president, number three is the national chairman, number four, the national vice chairman. And I am number five as the Secretary General. I want to play my position. I don't want to play other positions which I am not yet qualified to do. So this is just a smear campaign meant to destabilize the MDC because the MDC is on the rise.
What are you doing to make sure that these malicious reports or allegations do not destabilize the party?
Well, the good thing is that both the president and myself are singing from the one hymn. We are on the same page. We have understood that this is the work of detractors. And also, fortunately, the directors themselves have satisfied themselves that the rumors were false and malicious. And what we are simply doing is to improve internal communication within the MDC to show that this information is false. We urge all MDC cadres to be vigilant of the destabilizing effects of Mugabe's people. This is Mugabe's work. Mugabe cannot sustain a fair competition with a political party. So he wants to destabilize the MDC. And he thinks that because there have been problems with the various previous secretary generals, it must also apply to me. I am not Welsh Mengobe. I am not Tendai Biti. I am Douglas Monzora, and I am different. I am my own person, and I see things. I am not a person who will not learn that what Biti did and what Welshman did led them to nowhere. Why should I take a path to nowhere as well? So there is no truth in that.
Do you think this has done any damage to your party?
No, not at all, because everybody in the party knows that this is false. Everybody in the party knows the modus operandi between my modus operandi. They also know the special relationship between myself and the president, which dates back to sometime in 1992, when I was employed by the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions as a legal advisor. I have worked with Morgan Tsvangirai since then in the National Constitutional Assembly as well as in the MDC, in two capacities in the MDC. The first one is the spokesperson of the party, and now as the Secretary General of the party. This is meant to destabilize President Tsvangirai's party because it is on the rise. We have scored success after success. There is no answer to the numbers that we continue to attract. Even as Morgan Tsvangirai was in hospital, he was pulling more numbers than any other leader in this country. So he is a brand whom they want to debrand.
That was MDCT Secretary General Douglas Monzora speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. The Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe says it has joined hands with other organizations to provide food assistance to those in need. Program Manager Blessing Makwara speaks to Jonga Kandemiri on the issue.
The various state bodies and their local denominations and parishes have been doing some commendable work where local churches were mobilizing local resources to be able also to assist even the need within the church community, because these challenges affect everyone across the country. We have also been able to partner with some of our Christian NGOs like World Vision, Care, Caritas, to be able to also mobilize external support and be able to then give food rations in some communities that are seriously affected, especially in Mashingo province and also in some areas in Manicaland. That has been the effort that churches have also been doing. But beyond that, we've also been able to empower the local church to work with the local community around coming up with the disaster preparedness plans. We have also been encouraging for communities to practice what we call conservation agriculture, so that where there is less rain, people are able to harvest just because of the approach of farming that communities are using. So these are some of the other efforts that we are still embarking on. We continuously also make appeals to the international community using our own other regional and national platforms for assistance in kind as well as in cash. So this is some of the work that we have been doing to try and assist the efforts by the government to address this crisis that we have.
Some children are missing school due to non-payment of school fees, especially those who used to benefit from the BEAM program. What are churches doing to help?
We also noted the same. And noting that also within the church fraternity, there are actually children who are actually on BEAM. So what we have then done is to then say, let's engage the government, because we're seeing that government is supposed to be the one paying, yet also government through its ministry as well is also denying access to education. So through those engagements with the government, we have seen now that even the social welfare, they have actually come out to actually give instruction to the Ministry of Education to say that do not stop or chase away, you know, children under BEAM from coming to school, because government is putting effort to pay that, given that the government is working towards free education. But beyond that, we have also been mobilizing the church itself to then say, look, if there is an opportunity to assist other orphans, to assist those that cannot pay directly the fees due to the unemployment and various challenges, let the church also contribute. So we have seen other churches reporting that they were able to engage the school development committee, and they are doing various food for work, various programs, such as to go and work on behalf of the kids, or to make arrangements that allow for the payment of the fees, but whilst the child is still going to school. So more could be done. I'm sure we are still trying to see how we can be able to improve our response, but this is some of the things we have been doing at the present moment.
That was the program manager of the Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe, Blessing Makwara, speaking with Jonga Kandemiri. And now we hear about the state of tourism in Zimbabwe.
My name is Francis Ngwenya. I'm the current president of the Zimbabwe Council for Tourism, which is a private sector lobby group for businesses that are in tourism. And in our organization, we have various tourism players and sub-associations, which include hoteliers, tour operators, travel agents, airlines, board of airlines association, and car hire and other related tourism bodies. The reason why our organization was formed was to have one private sector voice that communicated with stakeholders, in particular government.
Looking at the state of the economy currently, how would you say it's affected tourism to the country per se?
It has affected tourism in a big way. Tourism has been on the rebound, and the rebound is really trying to grow overseas international arrivals back to the numbers that we used to have in the late 90s, in 99, 2000, which was 600,000 international arrivals coming into the country in a year. And that fell in the 2000s, and it's been gradually climbing to the point of where currently we're getting about arrivals from that specific market, about 230. Economic impact has been driven mainly by the fact that when we started using the US dollar as a currency, Zimbabwe became an expensive destination because the operating costs and everything was converted into US dollars. And the US dollar has been strengthening against other currencies, and we're more expensive than most of our neighbors. So that has been the biggest factor where we lost to try and be competitive and gain market share. And that market share is also affected by the fact that our regional competitors have got weaker currencies, in particular the rand, which has fallen from 6 to 12. And that has almost now made that destination a real attractive destination from a value, cost value perspective compared to Zimbabwe, which is dollarized.
That was Francis Ngwenya, the president of the Zimbabwe Council of Tourism. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by Tawanda Chikosi, a Zimbabwean currently working on the app Road Rules. Tawanda, thank you so much for joining me.
It's a pleasure, Tsatenda, to always be joining you.
Tell us more about this Road Rules app.
Okay, so Road Rules is a mobile application that I developed in this country. What motivated us and inspired us to, you know, work on the solution is we realized that a lot of young people in this country, they fail their learner driver's license test, or what was locally known as the provisional driver's license test. To put it into perspective for you, as of January to December 2014, the official statistics show that over 240,000 young people sat for this government-administered exam for their learner driver's license test, and 60% of them, if not more, failed it the first time. So that motivated us then to say, you know what, wait a minute, this is a big problem. It's affecting young people who are currently affected by the socioeconomic conditions prevailing in the country. Then when we carried our research, we then realized that some people go as far as three sittings before they actually get it right. So we said, let's create something that can assist them passing the exam the first time.
Have you been able to see any tangible difference in how young Zimbabweans are doing when they're taking their provisionals?
The app is doing very well. We opened it up to the general populace for testing and getting feedback from it to start our pilot phase end of October last year. And in this pilot phase, we have already received more than 10,000 people who have used it. So I believe it has been well received, even though we haven't started marketing it and expanding it into the entire country.
And how has the experience been, you know, trying to bring up or build up a mobile application in Zimbabwe?
I would like to tell you it's never easy to build a mobile application in Zimbabwe, because intentionally when we started this as the founder, I wanted to have a mobile application that is not only unique tourism, but something that can be scalable to other African countries. So because the problem that we are trying to solve here is not unique to Zimbabwe, but it's also inherent in a lot of other African countries too. So from the onset, we wanted to build a mobile application that is globally acceptable, but that is localized. So we needed to have a very skilled talent in terms of development or mobile app developers, and this is not easy to find in the country. Recently, we have also been participating in a lot of startup challenges and competition, which has also helped us as well in terms of raising the requested finance, as well as getting access to networks and talents.
Of course, you guys have also been able to win some of those accolades and everything. Tell us a bit quickly about what you guys have been managing to win with your app.
Okay, so in November of 2014, there's a German organization called Ampion. They ran a startup bus competition where we traveled over 3,500 kilometers across four countries. And we came together from, you know, four or five different countries. And the Road Rules idea was pitched in there. We then eventually pitched it at the Masterclass platform at the AfricaCom 2014 conference in Cape Town. And we won second place. Then in 2015, the U.S. Embassy here in Zimbabwe sponsored an organization called Udugu Institute. They were running what they call the Innovation Baraza competition, and we managed to win that. And we then secured angel investment from very prominent entrepreneurs and business people, the likes of Nigel Tanakira, Florence Yunde, Gary Thompson, just to name a few in the country. And now when Africa Total, the global energy and oil gas company, ran again what they call the Total Startup Africa Challenge across all 34 countries. We also then managed to win that competition, and it got us about 7,000. In addition to that, we're getting business training and also access to mentorship and networks.
Tawanda, as we close here, I guess people will now ask, when are you guys going to officially release it for use?
The people in Zimbabwe can expect to benefit fully from this application early October and going forward.
And with that, I want to say thank you so very much for joining me today on the program, Tawanda Chikosi.
All right. Thank you, Tutenda. And the people out there who are listening in Zimbabwe, you need to go to Google Play Store and download the Road Rules app and check it out, and it will help you. Thank you.
That was Tawanda Chikosi, co-founder of the app Road Rules, joining me today on the Youth Forum. And as usual, this is Tatenda Gumbo, and make sure you join me next time.
Thank you, Tatenda Gumbo. This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We're going out to you on the 4930-13860 and 15460 shortwave frequencies, and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. And now we give you the music of Ja Preza with Eriza. And Ja Preza is expected in the United States for his maiden tour next month, so don't miss it. Now to recap on today's top stories. The opposition MDCT Secretary General dismissing allegations that he's purging those loyal to President Morgan Tsvangirai in a bid to solidify his own position. And the Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe says it has joined hands with other organizations to provide food aid to those in need. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead from Washington.
Siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngensonto mhla ka 26 ngoNhlangula 2016. silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, ibandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai lithi uhlelo lwalo lokutshengisela lisola ukubhidlika komnotho welizwe luqhubekela phambili njalo selilungiselela ukuya esigabeni semaswingo.
Sisuka emdabe sabe sesisiya emasungu mhlaka 7 July nxa amapolisa engasiphazamisanga banise ukuthi bahle senze umkhankaso ugcine bebuye emakoti.
Iningi lilokhu lithwele amagabha avuzayo ngokusilela kwemali elizweni ngesikhathi imizamo kahulumende yokuqeda lolu hlupho isehlula.
So ke nxa umthethi ngasekho kuthiwanje RTGS amakhastoma ingene kwi-akhawunti yebhizinisi but ayisathathezi kufaka lo muntu ongela mali. So ke udaba lwemali ngibona ungathi uhulumende solumehlulileyo khanye kalikalampendule ngenzani ngapha.
Abaqoqa umkhosi welanga lokunanza imisebenzi kamuyi wayengumsekeli kamongameli welizwe uDokotela Joshua Mqabo Konkomo ekupheleni kwayona le iviki bathi amalungiselelo asesemaphethelweni. Njengenjayelo sizalethulela eziphathelane labatsha silontongamili Inkomo weStudio 7. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ibandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai lithi uhlelo lwalo lokutshengisela lisola ukubhidlika komnotho elizweni kanye lenkohlakalo ekhona kweziphathamandla zikahulumende luqhubekela phambili njalo selilungiselela ukuya esigabeni semaswingo ekuqaleni kwenyanga ezayo. Lokhu kwenzakala ibandla leli lisithi lizakhuthaza abantu ukuthi bengathengi kumankampani eziphathamandla zikahulumende ngendlela yokubajezisa. Amankampani la goqela iGushungu Holdings kamongameli Robert Mgabe kanye lamavinkili athiwa Choppies akamsekeli wakhe umnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko. Okuningi ngohlelo lokutshengisela asikuzweni kwingxoxo lomsekeli weMDCT uNkosazana Thabita Khumalo.
Sisuka emdabe sabe sesisiya emasungu mhlaka 7 July nxa amapolisa engasiphazamisanga. Balonke liyazi ukuthi amapolisa ngesikhathi uma sihamba siyabayela ukuthi sabe sile mkhankaso njalo banise ukuthi bale ukuthi senze lo mkhankaso sigcine bebuye emakoti kodwa ilanga abesesivike sesilikhethile ngamhlaka 7 njalo sesemazulu.
Kulokhu kutshengiselwa okwedluleyo lingathi beliphumelela yini?
Ungakhangela umkhankaso esesiyenzile besikhuluma ngendaba yama-bond coins ukuthi njengozulu waseZimbabwe siwufoni sonke sizwile uthi namaza esengazame usehlehlela emva ngendlela ayekhulume ngayo kwakungama-bond notes ngasikhuluma kunjenje ngasengidlembu lamabhanga. So kuyatshengisela ukuthi imikhankaso lesiyenzile kulephukele kwintshintsha okuthize sesizangezela njalo emkhankasweni wethu ngoba sonke sizwile ukuthi izisebenzi zikahulumende sokuthiwa seziyahola mhla ka-47 kodwa thinasazi inyanga zonke ziyi-12 akula nyanga ephela mhla ka-47. So ngolunye udala sizaqala umkhankaso wethu ukuthi abahloniphe izisebenzi zikahulumende ngoba izisebenzi zikahulumende zile mondi zilabantwana zilezindlu le mali indleko kumele bazibhadale kangene laba abahlala ezindlini ezokulotsha osokusitsha ukuthi iningi labo sebezaxoxa nxa bengathelanga imali.
Kambe yena uhulumende elimtshelayo libona ingani uyalilalela yini?
Ukubona ukuthi sikhona bakubona ngoba nga kuthiwa ukhankaso besikwenzayo kungelandaba ngamapolisa kangasalisi njalo ngabona kabantshintshi imigoqo ebabeyifakile engavunywa ngozulu njalo sonke siyazi ukuthi ngokukhankaso sesikwenzileyo nxa amaphephandaba singawalandela sizwe uSuperman Wanzira ukuthi laye ukhanya wantshontsha i-4 million njalo labona futhi ngomvulo sasilo permanent secretary Minister of Mines and Energy laye simbuza ngodaba lemali yemarange waxhamanda wehluleka khona ukuthi aphendule. So kuyakhombisa ukuthi iqiniso seliphuma osokuqakathekileyo ukuthi uzulu waseZimbabwe sibe nyandani sifuthe laba bantu ukwenzela ukuthi sikhiphe ubugqili lobu obuhulumende wezayo.
UNkosazana Thabita Khumalo umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-MDCT sixoxela ekobulawayo. iningi lilokhu lithwele amagabha avuzayo ngokusilela kwemali elizweni ngesikhathi imizamo kahulumende yokuqeda lolu hlupho ibikwa isehlula. Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezisebenze eZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, kanye lelwela amalungelo ezakhamizi eyebulawayo Progressive Residents Association, uthi abanini bamabhizimusi kanye lezakhamizi yibo abathinteke kakhulu.
Nginanzeli ngendlela okuqhuba ngayo abantu bamabhizinisi bazavala ngoba bakhona abalamabhizinisi afisa ukuthi umuntu ahlayele thesisi ukuze zonke uzenelise, ikakhulu ngakhangela ama-milling companies laba abagayo umumbu landa nabathenga umumbu lelali babefuna i-cash. So-ke nxa i-cash ingasekho kuthiwa nje RTGS siyenziwa ama-customer ingene ku-akhawunti ye-business but ayisathathezi ufaka lo muntu ongela mali. So-ke udaba lwemali ngibona ungathi uhulumente solumehluleleyo khanye balekala mpendulo ukuthi ngenzani ngakho. Ama-RTGS ukuthi nxa mina kulo muntu engifuna ukumbhadala imali kula mafomu engiwafilayo ahambe ebhenki ukwenzela ukuthi ibhenki ingazi i-cash leyo isi-transfer direct electronically isiyangena ngale. But ungazi ukwenze khonaokho imali yakhona iphume iyengena khona ngale. Lo ana sofana la ayitholi imali efana lasayitholi ngoba uyathethe uyafika kuthiwa hhayi imali yakho engaka kumbe asithi yi-10,000 ingenile. Kodwa ukuthi enathola kusavumi sokuyathi hhayi nga ufuna ukuyi-drawa 300 kumbe 100 kumbe 50. So uzananzela ukuthi sesilalolo hlupho lokuthi vele i-movement zemali sokupha ngoba yi-paperwork. Kodwa umuntu osefunda asebenzisa imali silima ngqamu physically imali yakhona ayikho.
Wonke umuntu nje makhazi uyakuzwisisa lokhu ukuthi kuyasebenza.
Abantu abaningi uzananzela ukuthi khathesi unqamini umuntu ufanele anginike imali yami kumbe ibhizinisi. I-RTGS abantu abaningi abasayifuna ngoba uyakutshela ukuthi mina angisoze ngikuthengisele ngoba i-RTGS engazi uniyanzehlele ukuthola imali. So sokusivala ukuthi umuntu yathi hhayi wena nxa ufuna i-ATM leqale edinga imali cash uzothenga. So sokusiza amabhizinis la asesafa ukuthi ayenesi banathola imali ngoba abantu bayakwazi kodwa ngale muva wabe sibolema i-RTGS yayivele isi-common ebantwini. Kodwa phela ilancedo ngoba ungaziyenzakala ikunika imali. So we are saying uhulumende impendulo ukuthi alungise indaba lwemali and futhi behlupho yakho indaba kabondi khona wamabhondi notsi la ukuthi ayeza. Abantu abaningi bayesama 2008 abo into ezisabekayo. Akula muntu owaba le mali yakhe athatha imali ezibhenki ebhenki. Kungani ngono uma kunzima igebhele phansi ngoba kungcono ukuthi le mali egebhele phansi xa uyifuna uyeyigebhe uyithole kulokuthi uthi uyafaka imali ebhenki. Abantu abasafaki imali emabhenki.
Kuthiwa kule mali leya kwamanye amazwe liyayibona yini?
Leyo mali asikayiboni kodwa amarangi anti ayevele iy'mali ebikhona laphana ngemali i-currency ayengathi iyasebesebenza. Kodwa-ke abantu abaningi vele eZimbabwe kathi sibaprefera i-US dollar. Lezi mali amayani nalezo amarandi layinale iphawundi yeBrithani asikaziboni kodwa sabala nje ebantu ayi izimali ezingasebenza. Ngikuthi kanti uhulumende phela uyayofuna ukuthi azame ukwenza indaba le ukuthi ayezokathi indaba elula ukuthi hayi lingadubeki senza lokhu lalokhu nalokhu. Ngomlomo kulula kodwa akusasebenzeli physically kwayo kungenzeka ngendlela abacabanga ngayo. Yo ushube sibalala ukuthi kunenge okukhulunywa nguhulumende kodwa ungahamba kuground ayisiko okwenzakalayo. So abantu balokhu bedibeka leyo mali ayibonakali ebantwini. And futhi okunye le rate yakhona kulama rates atholi yes versus rand ama rates akhona lana zonke zevalue zilunzana zinanzelele ukuthi zisebenza kanjani ukuze abantu beni babe ne-confidence kuma-entire systems eZimbabwe la.
Lowo ngumnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-ZCTU kanye leyobulawayo Progressive Residents Association, sixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Abaqoqa umkhosi welanga lokunanza imisebenzi kamoyi owayengumsekeli kamongameli welizwe uDr. Joshua Nkomo ekupheleni kwayonale iviki bathi amalungiselelo asesemaphethelweni njalo bakhangelele ukuthi abantu beze kulumbuthano ngobuningi babo. Indodana kamoyi umnumzana Sibangilizwe Nkomo usanda kutshela iStudio 7 ukuthi unxuswe amabandla wonke ezombusazwe kulomkhosi kanye lozulu jikelele. Umnumzana Effort Nkomo ilunga lebandla lezanu PF njalo ongomunye wemuli kamoyi usichazisela ngokuqakatheka kwaleli langa.
Kuthatha umuntu owaziyo imbali kaNkomo ukuthi wayengumuntu ohlanganisa abantu bonke beZimbabwe, wayengakhethi imihlobo. Kuqakathekile ukuthi lanxa engasekho abantu bakhohlwe ngenzondo abalayo, bakhohlwe ngoku ababecabanga okubi lokuhle, bakhangele imisebenzi ayenzayo, babuthane bemkhumbula.
abasakhulayo labanye bafundiswa kuhle yini ngomoyi ukuthi bayazi imbali yakhe
okuyishupha ukuthi ngangiboni imfundiso isehla isuka kulabo abasebenza laye isiya kulabo abasakhulayo ingozi engiyibonayo yona leyo ukuthi laba abasakhulayo bazakhula bengaselayo imbali enhle ayenzayo ngoba i-generation njengoba ifika isedlula yikho embone ngani kuzakwenzakala kanti uqhakathekile ukuthi i-legacy yakhe siyichiyele abantwana siyifundise abantwana uze babe lolwazi lolu thina esilalo
kunengi yini okwenziwayo ukuthi kuhlonitshwe umoya
kakuhambelani le msebenzi ayenzayo abantu umbuzo wodwa abake bembuze wona ukuthi kambe yebo imigwaqo ikhona abizwa ngayo lo mgwaqo osokobulawayo usiya emzini wakhe kambe wehlula esaphila uzafa yini walungiswa engasekho wonalo osuka kobulawayo usiye ekhenzi umgwaqo nalwana yiwo oze uyefika emzini wakhe iKezi Road
lowo umnumzana Effort Nkomo ilunga lebandla lezanu PF njalo engomunye wemuli kamoyi umnumzana Joshua Nkomo sixoxelaye ecingweni ekobulawayo
le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington lisibamba kumakakase aku 909 meter wave laku shortwave 4930 6065 laku 15460 kilohertz lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com lingakhohlwa ukusithumela incwadi ye-imeyil kukheli ethi studio7@voanews.com loba i-text message WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318
Eselichike kancinyane ezandleni zikaNtungameli Nkomo eStudio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo.
Yikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo igama nguNtungameli Nkomo. Namhlanje ngilelunga lenhlanganiso iyeta jamuka umnumzana Epson Ncube ongomunye wabantu abatshengiseleyo eHarare ngolwesihlanu besola umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko ngokuhlala ehoteleni besithi udlalisa imali kahulumende. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Ncube.
Ngiyabonga babantungameli.
Lithini ngobaba Mphoko?
Esikhala ngakho ukuthi ubaba uVice President Phelekezela Mphoko kakumelanga ahlale ehoteleni esebenzisa imali zabantu abazibhadalayo ngemva kokunanzelela ukuthi abantu izimali lezi abazibhadalayo bathola nzima kodwa yena ayekhetha ukuhlala ehoteleni usehlala kwehoteleni okwesikhathi esingangomnyaka lehafu ehlezi ehoteleni njalo imali aseyisebenzisile singathi sesebenzise 3.5 million eyabantu abahluphekayo abeZimbabwe.
Ukubotshwa lokuhlukuluzwa elikwenzwe ngamapholisa ngolwesihlanu kulethusile na?
Kakusethusi ngitsho ngoba sijayele imikhuba yezanu PF yokuthi abantu nxa belwela amalungelo abo iyabethusela ibathaye ibenze ukuhlukumeza okuthize kodwa lokhu kakusibisele emuva sithi thina njalo sizimisele sifisa bonke abatsha bonke usapho lweZimbabwe ngathi liyasijoyina kulo mkhankaso njalo okunye ukuthi kasizenzeli thina senzela lawo amapholisa asehluleke ukuthi bawaholise kuzona lezinyanga imali yabo yingxenye yena le 3.5 million esetshenziswe nguVice President uPhelekezela Mphoko.
Ekubotshweni kwenu ngolwesihlanu beselenelisile yini ukuthiya ugwalo lwezikhalazo zenu kubaba Mphoko?
Asenelisanga ukuthiya ugwalo ngoba ngesikhathi sisathwele imaphepha kade sithengisela ngawo besamangele ukuthi kwenzakalani ehoteleni lapho kuhlala khona ubaba Mphoko. Kusuke kwase kufika amapholisa abehlome ngohlonzolo phezulu njalo ekutshengiseleni ukuthi besilabo mama kade betshela abantwana so sasesisuka sakhangela ukuthi impilo yabantwana yahleka kutshengisela ukungabi lozwelo so kasenelisanga ukuthi sibatshile lolu gwalo.
Isikhathi kasisavumi Ncube uphosa elokugcina.
Engingakutshiyela abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi kasisukumeni isikhathi sesifikile asikho esinye isikhathi esizaphinda sisithole isikhathi sesifikile esokuthi abantu beZimbabwe babambane labanye batshengisele ukuthi bayakwanisa ukuzimela sesihlukumezwe kwenela sithi ita idzamana kabuye sithi 15 billion kayibuye thina umgabe kame ukuhlukumeza isizwe seZimbabwe sithi 2.2 million jobs kazibuye uJohn Mangudi kakame ukubisa amabond note njalo sibabonile le bank bridge behlukumeza abantu ezimla besithi abantu babe lama import license lokho siyakwala asibambaneni yizo isikhathi sokuthi uba umgabe achiye umbuso ungena abantu abalothandwe lemuli yeZimbabwe
hayi bekukuhle kuba lawe kuhlelo Ncube siyabonga
Siyabonga.
Veli lalele uhlelo lwabasakhulayo ngixoxa lelunga lenhlanganiso yeta jamuka umnumzana Epson Ncube asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo olivalelisayo umntungameli Nkomo
Siyabonga ntungameli nampo abafana bakagodlwayo likhokhelwa umnumzana Morgan Shangirai lithi uhlelo lwalo lokutshengisela lisola kubhidlika komnotho welizwe kuqhubeka phambili njalo selilungiselela ukuya emaswingo iningi lilokhu lithwele amagabha avuzayo ngokusilela kwemali elizweni ngesikhathi imizamo kahulumende yokuqeda lolu hlupho isehlula abaqoqa umkhosi welanga lokunanza imisebenzi kamoyi uDr Joshua Nkomo ekupheleni kwayona le iviki bathi amalungiselelo asasemaphethelweni olivalelisayo ngusithandekile mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC
You have been
been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.